Olympic runners, Olympic high jumpers, volleyball players, and basketball players versus climbing. I haven't even been on a climbing wall now in 4 months because I tore a tendon as well on my finger. But, you know, I think that 3 meters is definitely possible. I think it's going to take a lot of work. And I think, you know, whoever's ever going to do it is definitely going to have to, you know, swallow their fear and everything like that and really just really go after it. But I definitely think that it is possible in the world.
I mean, is it like the equivalent to the sub 2 hour marathon?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think it's the same for all sports. You know, I mean, they said nobody could run, you know, what was it, under a 4 minute mile or something like that. And, you know, same thing with a high jump. Every single year people progress it. You know, especially in the climbing world, that's always a huge debate in the climbing world is how far can actually climbers go and everything. And, you know, almost every world-class climber now, you'll find an interview somewhere online with them answering those questions. And all of them say the same thing, you know, yeah, definitely. You know, there's little wonder kids like Adam Andre and stuff, you know, that are, you know, going crazy now.
And
so, yeah, I think that there's not a finite, you know, end game for the dyno. I think that it'll always keep pushing it, so.
Are there athletes from other sports who, if you gave them some climbing tuition, could perhaps blow you out of the water? You know, if you took a champion slam dunk basketballer and taught them the holds and trained them with the grip strength, could they blow you out of the water?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's kind of what I was kind of trying to say, I guess, is that now I've developed, you know, now I'm basically doing the same things as the basketball players. My vertical jump now is in the mid 30 inches, which is about where, you know, the low end NBA players are. You know, I have no problem walking up to a basketball hoop and slam dunking now and things like that. So yeah, I definitely think if you gave, you know, Michael Jordan or somebody like that, you know, some proper climbing training and everything, they could do it. The more and more I dyno, the more and more I learn that it's not just about power and strength. So it has a lot to do about technique and about having to hold onto the hold and about how you position your body in midair and everything. Because, you know, it's actually off at a 45-degree angle and the wall's 20 degrees overhang, so you have two different variables already going on there. You don't even think about worrying about the distance as well.
I was going to say, the $64,000 question, you're back at Cliffhanger for the fifth year, you've broken the world record for the past 4 years. Can you do it again?
I think so, yeah. You know, I've been training here and everything, and I have my wall set at 9'5", and, you know, I'm getting pretty close, and that's, you know, just by myself without a crowd or without anything on the line. So, yeah, I definitely think so. I think that hopefully by the end of this year, I'll be able to, you know, definitely get past 8'5" or 9'5" or, you know, 2.75 meters. So.
And, possibly even more importantly, what would be your personal wine choice as a sommelier to celebrate with?
Bottle of French vintage champagne and a bottle of Barolo afterwards.
Excellent. I shall get Matt Heason to be organising that for you. I think he might be having a bit of a heart attack with the old credit card there.
Yeah, I know, right? I could see him doing that. Yeah, but no, I'm excited. What I'm really excited for this year about Cliffhanger is this is the first year in the history of the competition, in the history really in dynoing, where you actually have almost every single person who's ever held the world record will be there competing for the title. So in the last 3 or 4 years, the major three players have always been a guy named Peter Wurth from Germany, Nick Leveux from the Netherlands, or from Belgium, I think, and then myself. And basically all three of us, it kind of keeps going, switching on and off. It's, you know, it's pretty funny. I'll break it in July, Nicky will beat it a month later, Peter will beat it a month later, and then I'll break it again in July. And we've kind of had this repeating cycle. I know Nicky's held it twice, I think Peter's held it twice, and, you know, I've held it 4 times. And all of them are extremely strong climbers. I mean, Nicky's ready. He just got like 17th in the world in the last cup. So I'm really, really excited for that because, you know, each year I'm over there, there's never anybody who is actually attempting the world record distance with me. And that's one of the nice things I like about the climbing just scene in general is we're all so supportive of each other. You know, we've been messaging back and forth sometimes, and it's not about who's going to win. It's about how far can we push the sport, you know. I'll be as happy as I can, you know, or I'll be as happy if I break it versus somebody else breaks it just because I'm excited to actually, you know, get the sport a little bit more into the media light and, you know, just kind of see what happens. But I think this year at Cliffhanger, that's definitely not going to be an event to miss because there's going to be three of us really fighting it out. I know all of them are just as capable as I am of breaking the world record right now. So we're going to have three guys really going after it, trade for trade, blow for blow, and we'll see who ends up on top. So
hopefully we'll all be cracking open the vintage champagne. Well, Skylar, thank you ever so much for taking the time to talk to us. We really do appreciate it.
That was a Heason Events podcast. For more information on the Cliffhanger Festival, go to cliff-hanger.co.uk.